This is the EWN Radio Network.
Just leading a life that I was unconscious of who I am. But this journey opened the door for me to not only self-heal myself and soothe myself and be responsible for myself, my decisions around food, friends, lifestyle practices. It made me find wisdom within me that I didn't even know existed.
Music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And as always, it's my pleasure to be with you here Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, my goodness, it's my weekend. I hope it's the start of your weekend and that you have something fun planned. I know when we have autoimmune conditions, sometimes that word can just seem a little strange, but I've got some fun things planned. I'm back on the West Coast now, and where I stay in the West Coast, it is what I call farmers market heaven. They have them practically every evening and always on the weekends. So I'm so looking forward. There's two that I really want to go to. One of them is huge down at the local university. Really looking forward to that, because what I love is you've got the farmers there, and you could say, like, I did not know how to cook kale for the longest time, and I have to say I'm still not a fan of it. But what was so cool was I talked to the farmer, told me exactly how to cook it, all of that, and it turned out good. But I have to say, honestly, I'm still not really a fan of it, but that's okay. But what I love is just getting out there, having fun. And farmers markets, you can go at your own pace. So it's just beautiful, and you get just some of the best food. So that's what I've got planned. Hope you have something planned fun this weekend too. And I've got a super special guest. This is a topic we haven't covered yet. So I was so thrilled when I heard that she has a new book out, and it's called, oh, I hope I say this right, Ayurveda Lifestyle Wisdom, a complete prescription to optimize your health, prevent disease, and live with vitality and joy. It's all about demystifying the ancient health balancing system. And she says it's for all of the rest of us, which I just love, because she just has this wonderful talent for bringing it down to where us who aren't trained in it and might be new to it, maybe we've heard the word or intrigued by the word, but we're just still so new to it. So today I have Acharya Sunya, and she is the author of this as well. And let me just read you a bit about her bio. The title Acharya is a title bestowed on a master in this art and science, and Sunya is her name. And she is just an amazing woman who stands between these two worlds. Her lineage of Ayurveda sacred teachers and masters goes back centuries, and yet she is absolutely comfortable, and I'll just put air quotes around it, maybe she'll roll her eyes, I don't know, in the real world. And she believes it's her sacred duty and honor to bring this knowledge forth and put it into the hands of everybody today, especially people who have sought answers in modern medicine and haven't found their way yet. She will share with us that she has experienced an autoimmune condition, so she really knows what she's talking about, for sharing with us here on the Autoimmune Hour. So thank you so much for being on the show, Sunya. It is just such a pleasure to have you here, and we're going to just explore this whole part that, you know, I've heard the word, I read your book, I learned so much, and I just wanted to share it with my audience, because some of the things in there I had never heard, and I had different notions about Ayurveda. I don't ever say that right.
So,
joining you, Sharon, and you know, I cheer you for using some of these foreign words and concepts, and hopefully as I talk, it won't remain so foreign, and just, you know, it's really universal wisdom, just that it's in a different language, Sanskrit, which is 10,000 years old, and people even in India don't speak it, but the wisdom, Sharon, is so universal that, you know, not only I'm teaching it, but I'm part of a California-wide association of Ayurvedic medicine. I'm part of a 60-country consortium promoting Ayurveda in their countries. So there's something, you know, that's so beautiful that I'll be so happy to be sharing with you today.
Oh, yes. And when you said 10,000 years ago, there's got to be something about it to withstand that kind of history. So tell us a little bit in your own words, what is it and how does it work?
The word Ayurveda itself, it can be broken up into two parts, Ayur, A-Y-U-R, and then Veda, V-E-D-A. And these two words, if we look into what they mean, it really tells us what we're about to embark upon in this conversation. Ayur means life and Veda means wisdom. So really, Sharon, Ayurveda is the wisdom of life and how to lead it in such a way that we can experience well-being and health and probably even new and wonderful and amazing ways of even balancing or recovering from autoimmune conditions, or at least having a great relationship with it like I do.
I love that. I love that, having a great relationship with it. I always say from survivor to thriver, but there's something just really wonderful about having a great relationship with it. Thank you for sharing that. So sorry to chime in there, but I just resonated with this. So please continue. Tell us more.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did because, you know, it must have struck a chord in you. And, you know, when I track people dealing with reasonably good health to pretty bad health and even terminal conditions, and I've been teaching and practicing in California for more than two decades, and I have a nonprofit foundation with several clinics and clinical operations throughout, you know, San Francisco Bay Area. We attract all kinds of people, including people with immunological challenges, which is just increasing, by the way. I always begin with saying that, you know, let's not have this disempowered relationship that I have this prognosis and one system of medicine thinks it's incurable and I have to live with it. But there are potentially other forms of wisdom which have been around and they're delivering results. And just pay a little bit of attention and maybe it will change your life. And it does. And that is why after an amazing life of success, not only with myself, but with thousands of others reclaiming their life, including some of the case studies I have mentioned, such as of Brittany Barrett, who was 22-year-old on 18 prescription drugs because she was told she has an immunological condition and that is why she has developed bleeding ulcers in her colon and she has to be on medicine for the rest of her life. And within 1 year, she was off of everything and now she's like a diva. She's, you know, teaching medicinal recipes and foods that I have in my book to the world. So it's like, what happened here? We were given this really difficult and to live with relationship. And that isn't, I don't know if she has overcome her condition and I don't know if I have, because in my case too, even actually a genetic testing was done and I have the certain gene that causes the, you know, inflammation in my body and the compromising of my limbs and, you know, ability to stand or even stay out of a wheelchair probably. But the thing is that I'm my best. I'm not only walking, where once I was using a stick, I'm running.
Oh my.
And that's just the way it is. So much later, Sharon, and I'll conclude because I know this is getting along, but much later I found out that the science of epigenetics is claiming that we can modify our conditions. And I have quoted a research from a very prestigious journal of science in America about this study done on 30 men with low-grade prostate cancer. And they were led into a three-month immersion of lifestyle. and 450 of the cancer-causing genes were turned off, and 50 or 52 genes, I don't remember the exact number, that fight the cancer and don't let it thrive were turned on. So what I'm talking about is a very ancient, tried and tested, with actual detailed practices, so we don't have to make it up, well-being and wellness-promoting lifestyle. So to your question, but I just wanted to let the listeners know that we're talking about something highly relevant for this show.
Oh, absolutely. Because for me, it is all about living with vitality and joy. And when I saw your book, first off, the photos, it's a beautifully laid out book. It's just a joy to look at, let alone read. Kind of a word nerd. And so my audience knows I get totally attracted to beautifully laid out books. But it's a lovely, lovely book. And some of the questions I had in it, though, was, what are some ways that you have found that, let's say we're not quite ready to take the full jump, maybe we're still dipping our toe in, I don't know, I've tried so many other things and they didn't work, so I'm still a little hesitant. What are a couple of tips that you can give someone?
Well, one of the tips that I really like to share universally, I mean, all of it is universal and can be applied at any stage of our life, no matter what kind of cuisine we eat, whatever is our life culture. But some of the really popular things that have worked for people, like say I met them while traveling in a train and they wanted a tip, I would say when you wake up in the morning, drink a big glass of warm water, not cold water, because that warm water and the warmth in the water is going to jumpstart your metabolism. You're going to eliminate better. If you eliminate better, you'll be less toxic. If you're less toxic, autoimmune system would be able to function better. It would have to deal with less of the food-generated poisons because we couldn't eliminate it. That's really a wonderful practice that I've had so many people do and lose oodles of weight, their cholesterol drops, they feel like years of constipation or foul smell from their mouth, all of this has disappeared. And there's a science behind it. I have a whole, like, I don't know how many pages of it. I've written, even posted a research supporting that. So, but I can just say, if you are connecting with my energy while talking to you, I'm just telling you to pick up a glass of warm water and drink it. Do it for a month and then see how you feel. That's one thing, Sharon.
Oh, that's so simple. But quick, yeah. Couple of questions. Warm, like, warmer than room temperature or just
absolutely,
room temperature?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, in winter, it can even be warmer than that. So you can sip on it slowly. But what we are really doing is we need that thermal energy to kickstart our own metabolic process. You know, it's all energy at that level. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I want to ask you, I've heard just some of these things that you hear out there, that you should put a little lemon in your water. Is that because it changes your pH of your body or something like that. Should we just drink plain water, or if we have been putting a little lemon in our water, is that okay?
So if you put lemon, it may or may not work for people, but the Ayurvedic prescription is only hot water.
Okay.
Only warm water, warm to hot, you know, not even room temperature. And then in summer, when it's super hot, you can heat the water and let it cool down to a room temperature, but it should come to a good, nice boil first. Drinking that glass of water is really useful, especially if you're feeling sick and challenged. It really helps.
Oh my goodness. And that's a simple one. I love that.
Very simple one. And the second one and the final one, because I could just go on and on, but the second one is some of the people, our listeners may have heard of turmeric, which is a yellow spice from India. And now it's all in the news because, you know, there's research going on everywhere, including in the United States, for its HIV-fighting properties and its cancer-fighting properties, its immune-enhancing properties. And I'm going to say yes, yes, yes. It's like just an amazing herb. And in fact, you can even take a bath with it and, you know, eczemas heal up and rashes clear up. I had my dog and he was itching like nobody's business. And, you know, we took him to the vet several times, tried something. And then I'm like, okay, forget it. I'm doing my own stuff. And I put turmeric on him, tied a bandage. Overnight, the rashes healed up. So you want to take like a 1/4 teaspoon. This is for an adult. And for a younger person, like maybe under 15, 1/8 of a teaspoon, but 1/4 of a teaspoon, just swallow that powder. Put it on your tongue. Don't put it on a capsule. You need to taste it. And it's like woody tasting, so it's not too bad. It's like wood. Just put it in your mouth and drink it with that warm water. This is for everybody with autoimmune conditions, and you'll thank me you did it. You'll not only lose weight, your blood work will start improving. If you have, due to autoimmune conditions, skin condition going on, that's going to start clearing up. It's anti-cancer, it's anti-aging, it's a beautifying herb, and it's just like a package of nature's goodness, unalloyed, entering you and just befriending you. So I just like to leave the listeners with these two tips. And then the book, it just doesn't give tips. It explains the whole philosophy and the art and the hope and the case studies around this and how they may sound so innocuous or simple, but they're like packed with thousands of years of trial and confirmation that this works.
Yeah, and in your book, I do love your writing style. It is very easy read, and that's important to me for a busy person, being able to read something very quickly and not have to like what go back and reread. So bravo on, it's a beautifully written book. I did have a question about turmeric though. I do see it in the natural state, the non-powdered, the root format. Is it better to, can you have a little bit of both? Like maybe chop up a little turmeric sometime or of the root? Or how do you use the root versus the powder?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the root. And, you know, root is now, can be found more and more. So the root is usually chopped up and added to like a vegetable stir fry or, you know, something that you can have with food, even pasta. Chop it up like a ginger and add it. And it will still give the color and it will still give the benefit. These are the subtleties of a seasoned medicine. But when you take it empty stomach in the morning, it has an impact at your cellular level and preventing cancer and working at a very deep, deep level. So you might want to do both. So I would do, and I can even add powder to the food and, you know, like a spice. Mm-hmm. And if I'm, say, making pasta or I'm making, you know, noodles or I'm making Indian food, I'll just throw in a pinch, like, you know, what comes between my thumb and forefinger, not more than that. Just a little bit at a time to all my foods, or chop up the, you know, root and throw it in. That's fine. And all of that helps my digestion. But the one I take in the morning helps with my autoimmune condition. So I wanted to add that in the show.
Oh, great. Now, I'm hearing that more is not better here, that it's a little bit over time. It's not a whole lot like at once or twice and then all of a sudden, boom, bam, that you're saying a little bit over time, not more is better.
No, absolutely. And actually, you know, when the same herb became packaged and became part of a commercial enterprise, then we're told more is better, take more, you know, but no, it will just become stool and leave your body. So why waste your money?
Oh, good point.
It's in the nano doses that it really impacts you. You don't need more than that. Just do it on a regular basis. You use cumin, you use salt, you use black pepper, use turmeric powder in your food. It doesn't have a huge taste. It just has a color, which is like a nice, friendly color. And that's it. And bioorganic, of course, you know.
Now, you mentioned two other, black pepper and cumin. Can we talk about those? Because I was told I like to make a little turmeric baby ginger tea where I just slice it up and just put boiled water on it and just drink that. But I was told to put black pepper in that to allow it to release.
Right. So that's not correct. For thousands of years, turmeric was always taken by itself and exactly like you made it, with fresh ginger. And then somebody decided that they're going to like up the science. And in fact, you know, now we then buy their brand or whatever. And in fact, black pepper would be contraindicated on a regular basis because turmeric benefits us through its bitter taste and black pepper is pungent. So mixing them together is like playing with the science without not knowing it. And I've been clarifying this misconception. And I should write a blog and send it to an important journal that there is no science backing it and it's just a new invention of somebody.
Oh, because you know what came to mind when you said that was just when I was a child and we got these crazy chemistry sets and I realized now how dangerous they probably were back in the 60s.
Right?
That came to mind as you were saying that. Well, That tells me my body was telling me the right thing, because I tried that once and I just went, oh, yuck, I'm going back to my little turmeric and boiled water, seeping it, just drinking it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I've been trying to clear this misconception with so many people and groups of people I'm talking to, yeah.
You'll see that, Sunya, I go down little rabbit holes, but a little rabbit hole just opened up for me that was talking about when I said my body must have known when I tried that suggestion of the pepper. What are some ways that maybe people aren't familiar of listening to their body? Do you have some tips on how to listen to your body or when to know when it's talking to you?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we have this concept of, it's not just intuitive listening, which I'm all for, and I have intuitive connection with my body, and I feel like our body knows best and we should listen to it. But there's a whole concept of three energy systems called doshas. You know, dosha is to Ayurvedic medicine what qi is to Chinese medicine, and it's not just one type of energy, but it's broken up into three types. So to answer your question, I'll just take my own little rabbit hole and just say that, you know, when the energy of air and space, which is known as Vata dosha, is working fine for us, then everything moves in our body really nicely, be it our thoughts moving, be it our limbs moving, be it our, you know, speech, be it the bowels moving. But when things are not moving well, we can have pain or anxiety, or we can have, you know, constipation or diarrhea. Then the second dosha is Pitta, which comes from fire. When it's working well, we have a good digestion, we have good thinking process, and we feel kind of, you know, strong and courageous in our heart. But when it's not working, we can feel overwhelmed, burned out, heartburn, heat in the body, redness, rashes, red face. The third dosha is known as Kapha. Excuse me, that's my dog wanting to add here. Close the door. So the third dosha, really quickly, so we can come to the topic of intuition and knowing our body. So the Kapha dosha is the dosha of stability and immunity. And, you know, for the body and for the mind, it gives endurance, patience, and forbearance. When all is working well, we have health. But when things are not working, Sharon, we have immunological issues. We have, you know, loss of strength. We may lose excessive, you know, vital ingredients from our body. And in the mind, too, we might feel like anxious and fearful and even depressed and, you know, and sad. So what Ayurveda did was they said, understand from a list of symptoms what's going on. So they aid our intuition. So therefore, in my book, in chapter one, I have some knowledge, few pages around the dosha. And I talk about, you know, are you having pain? Then probably we can connect with what energy is going on. What foods can we eat to balance it? What lifestyle practices, like oiling our body, can, you know, calm down this excessive movement in the body and mind? So when people have a lot of anxiety, before they pop an anti-anxiety pill, maybe they could apply warm oil. They could eat some earthy foods. And they could have a meditation and settle themselves. So what I want to answer to you in an elaborate way is that, yes. And then what they did was they said, you don't need a doctor to tell you what's going on. You can take your symptoms, validate them through the science, and then choose certain food and lifestyle practices that you don't need any doctor to tell you, not even an Ayurvedic doctor, and you can heal yourself. You can meet your needs. And I love that. So when I look at that list of symptoms that I've provided, and so if I see anxiety, pain, constipation, dryness, and just, you know, a lot of shakiness, I know exactly what foods and what lifestyle changes will help me. If I see excessive heat in myself, which I've been going through for a while there, and even like it makes me feel brilliant but a bit irritable, then I will change my foods and diet for say a month or two, and bam, I'm back, you know, being harmonious, cool, and complacent. And if I see weight gain and or immunological stuff come up, then I know what I have to do to balance my energy. So it's intuition plus a science of having studied that intuition and then helping us. Whereas in Western medicine, and I'm not against it because I would use it if I need to, but Western medicine, does not necessarily confirm our intuition and then wants us to go through elaborate testing and things that we may or may not agree to.
Right, absolutely. And how many times that I'm thinking in my own mind as my healing process from my autoimmune, where I actually had to work up the courage and say to a health professional, thank you for the advice, but that's just not going to work for me. And the looks you get when you say that are just astonishing. How dare you say that type of thing? And but time I said that, it was something coming up inside me, and I was, so after I was leaving, giving myself a bit of a high five, like, oh, you needed to explore that, but now you've explored it, and you just know that that particular thing might work for others, but for you at this moment, that's, you just got to let that go. And that was very empowering to be able to just say that when I knew, more than felt, it was like I knew that wasn't the right thing for me. And like I said, I would walk out sort of giving myself a mental high five, atta girl, for knowing what you need to keep you on this path of healing. So I'm glad you...
Well, see, you, Sharon, you know, you have the show and you're like doing this service to your community. So, I mean, you have now, as a result, karma rebounds and you're gifted with greater inner leadership of your own life, right? Mm. But a lot of the people, I mean, people that we talk to or I meet with, at least, you know, they've given up their intuition and given up their right to make decisions, and they've outsourced their entire life and their health and their well-being to, you know, other organizations, companies, vested interests, and even ignorance, where, you know, there are recalls of like, eat this, don't eat that, that's good, no, sorry, that's bad. And there's all this embarrassing research that goes nowhere. And then the wisdom of Ayurveda, which is like a mirror. And so if I'm having pain or if I'm having inflammation due to my autoimmune and suddenly I feel a twinge where there was none before, I can look at Ayurveda and say, was I thinking obsessive crazy thoughts? What was I doing? You know, what was I doing? What have I been eating? And so I really like this ancient system that doesn't run away with what we are feeling, but and doesn't try to contort us into doing something strange, but really go back, look at some of our choices, and then make a new set of choices to resolve it. So my relationship with my autoimmune is, it might be around, I don't know, those genes might still be there, probably, you know, I didn't see them vanish from my body, but I have knowledge that I can implement so the genes remain calm or passive, and the autoimmune doesn't feel like attacking me. I'm at peace with it, and I like it, and I use a lot of my intuition. So when I, 2-3 years, go to an MD just for a, you know, blood check and everything to make sure I'm on course, they will often like want to prescribe me like really serious painkillers, which have such serious side effects. And then when I say no thank you, I remember one of them saying, she's a very nice person, and she said, you know, you're like very sage like and I know, but I think you should accept it that you have pain. And I said, how can I tell you that I used to have pain but I don't have pain, period? And she's like, okay, but let me just give you a prescription just in case. So I said, you know, no harm, I'm like, okay, give it to me. But I like having a prescription, but I like not having to necessarily depend on it. So I like that powerful feeling.
Absolutely. Just, I was laughing because on a previous show, we had Bev Martin on, who's a linguist and just a real specialist in clean language and asking questions. And we were talking about in Western Med, they have that chart of tell me your pain 0 to 10. And we were both laughing that that implies that you have pain. We were both laughing that you don't want to be a zero. And so you oftentimes you come up with, well, a 3, I guess. And so I was laughing when you said that because it's so true. But we need to take a quick commercial break. Yeah, as soon as we come back, everybody, from this commercial break, well, Sunya's going to share with us. I just wrote these down because it was so wise what she said, outsource your life and how to be at peace with yourself. And so we're going to talk more about that and get to share some more of her wisdom. So we'll be back right after this quick commercial break.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And oh my goodness, we have an amazing guest here with us tonight. Her name is Acharya Sunya. And as I mentioned in the opening, Acharya is the word for master, and Sunya is her name. So that gives me, that's why I've just been calling her Sunya throughout the whole interview so far. And she has just been sharing absolutely awesome ways to optimize our health. Simple things, I mean, things that, you know, nobody could argue with. They're not invasive, they're not radical, they are just powerful. And she's here with her brand new book, Ayurveda Lifestyle Wisdom, a complete prescription to optimize your health, prevent disease, and live with vitality and joy. Isn't that a fantastic title? And she's been demystifying this ancient health balancing system for us. And as we had to take that quick commercial break, a couple things she said I wanted to come back to because I just so resonated when she said, too often we want to outsource our life. And then she mentioned how we can be at peace with whatever our condition is and be at peace with ourselves. So share with us some tips because, man, I remember when I first started and the autoimmune was critical. I didn't know what it was. I did outsource my life, and I can point to several turning points where I said, enough is enough. And one of them was this realization of sometimes a headache's just a headache. In the early into the symptoms and early into it where I was still unsure and learning, you would get a little itch on your forehead or you'd get a headache, and you're like, oh my goodness, it's like, you know, is this a manifestation of a bigger symptom or whatever? And sometimes an itch is just an itch, right?
The more we start leading a conscious life, and a conscious life is, sometimes we think, well, a conscious life is a socially responsible life, it's a awakened life, it's like a life of integrity. I think it's all of that. But it's also a life of a meaningful relationship with our own self, with a capital S. And that's where the spiritual aspects of the book talk about how there is a self that is born from just the connection of the body and mind. So it's like our ego self. And most, you know, most systems of knowledge and psychology understand now there is a self that operates in the world. And then there is a deeper self, an invisible self, which is more connected to something bigger, something higher. And that actually, essentially, when we yell at somebody or when we take advantage of somebody, and we've all done that, even as kids, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, maybe knowingly, unknowingly, you know, we don't feel so good. And the reason for that is that our inner self is deeply connected to the self in everybody. So, and that is the source of human compassion and the source of all the beauty along with the ugliness, but there's all this beauty of and human kindness that we see in the universe, and it comes from a deeper part of us. So Sharon, in short, I don't want to take listeners down a philosophical, you know, path right now, although our conversation feels like that. But all I want to say is that to not outsource our life is to take actually ownership of our life, and to look closely at whether that itch or that headache is really an itch that's coming in the outer self, the body and mind, and what does it need? You know, does it need an application of turmeric, you know, on that itch and swallowing of turmeric internally? Or is that itch, if it's coming from a deeper place, such as an autoimmune condition, then here's what I'm going to tell you. And I'm sure you'll just, I can feel you and feel your energy that you'll accept. One of the ways I have worked with autoimmune in my condition is to love myself more, to accept myself radically, and to allow my voice to be heard by me and everybody else. And that's been my number one way of dealing with my own pain and inflammation, along with everything I do. And that is why my book is not just about body health, but also mind health and spiritual health. And let me know, Sharon, if I've gone way too far.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm nodding here. I'm just letting you go because
okay.
I am a huge proponent of this, the whole concept of accept yourself, love yourself, spend time with yourself, enjoy yourself, regardless of your diagnosis. Oftentimes people will tell me, but I have, and I'm like, that doesn't stop you living your life. Oh, I'm just nodding here because that was one of the things I've learned through this journey. Is I thought I was, and then some of the things that when you go through autoimmune, there are a lot of awakenings that happen rather quickly. It was like a great big huge wake-up call for lots of areas of my life. And people say, well, don't you wish you could, quote-unquote, have your old life back? No, I'm a much different, much better person than I was prior to the diagnosis.
Yeah, and I agree that this is our life. And even to look at that diagnosis and see that that's still coming from me, and I am bigger than that. I'm the master of this. So what can I do in a loving way? And why did I manifest this? Like, why did I manifest this? And you know why? Because I had to become a healer and a wise teacher, because my basic personality was, if I didn't have the pain and inflammation, I don't know, I would be like, just leading a life that I was unconscious of who I am. But this journey opened the door for me to not only self-heal myself and soothe myself and be responsible for myself, my decisions around food, friends, lifestyle practices, but then it made me find wisdom within me that I didn't even know existed. So I feel like my condition has been a teacher. And I'm very fortunate that I had Ayurveda all along with yoga, to help me like bring that wisdom into my life and live it, really. And this book doesn't come because I memorized a whole bunch of information and I want to like posture to be the next big scholar on Ayurveda. That's why I shared my own stories and, you know, the protagonist or the child, it's a child. I'm a 9-year-old learning from my teacher. I'm vulnerable. So I wrote from all these places about the book, and that's why people who've read other books on Ayurveda say, wow, this book is different, because it's not just a bunch of, here, do that, because the ancient people tell you to do it. No. It's like, wow, the ancient people did it, and like Sharon said all along, it must be having some value if it has survived 10,000 years and getting more and more popular, that World Health Organization has recognized it 10 years ago. So it's like, what's going on here? And then I speak from my personal experience, and then I speak from the validification that came from countless case studies of real people you can meet if you came to my foundation in California, whose life turned around. And they could then become better mothers, better husbands, better parents, better neighbors, you know.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Let's talk a little bit, though. I know in the book you share recipes. And one of the things I hear about with autoimmune, and I could put my hand up, is a lot of food sensitivities. And oftentimes, it's difficult depending to say, eat this or eat that, because it seems to be that the food sensitivities are different for each person. What are some things that cause the food sensitivities? And I did love your recipes in there. Let's share a little bit about eating, because I do know in my case with autoimmune, my gut plays a huge role in how well I'm doing. When I, well, splurge or like, oh, it's somebody's birthday, I'll just do this or do that, I notice it very quickly. So my gut plays a huge part in mine. So let's talk about eating and your beautiful recipes.
That's why my chapter 5, which is on food, is really important, because anybody with gut sensitivity, especially when autoimmune, you know, there's always the involvement of the gut at some level, right? So that's really important, because before we jump into the recipes, which is like one of the ways Ayurveda is being popularized, which I don't completely agree with, because without context, it kind of weakens the approach. It's like, here's this popular recipe, you know, here, everybody eat it and fix yourself. It's just a very like DIY approach, do it yourself. That's why I wrote this book. It's like almost 400 pages. And, you know, it becomes like people are calling it a Bible. Oh, happy to share with you, Sharon, that within 2 weeks, it hit the bestseller status on Amazon.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. That's why I give a lot of context, and that's why before I give the recipes, 27 of them that can cause a revolution in your health. Prior to that, I have this whole chapter 5 on food and food rules and how to customize it to yourself. And one of the reasons we develop food sensitivity is toxins, which in Sanskrit we call ama. And what happens is Ayurveda says that, you know, everybody says you are what you eat. And that's why Western medicine says eat minerals, eat vitamins, eat fortified food, you know. But Ayurveda shakes its head and says, no, you are what you digest. So you could eat like a fortified food, but did you digest it, baby?
Yeah. Did it go into your system or pass right through? No,
and then it gives a really grave look, Ayurveda sages, and they say, and then worse, you are also what you did not digest. You're carrying your poop in you. If you didn't eliminate it, it's still part of you. And if those toxins, the food you couldn't digest, the foods your body couldn't break down because it was so artificial, like the hydrogenated carbon that all of us have had, or our mothers have, you know, had, or the powdered milk that babies were given all along, you know, and now they say it's not so great for us, but mothers were guilted if they breastfed, and right, instead they would give that horrible stuff to children, right? All that stuff has made not only us, but our parents, the seed that made us has been corrupted. And what we couldn't break down, what the body went into shock on receiving, that all that is toxic. And that enters our cell. And that corrupts the intelligence. And that causes the immune system to go berserk. Our immune system doesn't hate us. It's just being extra alert. Because either us or the ancestors who made us ate food that they couldn't, their bodies couldn't deal with. And this is not me saying it. I'm not some person who's holding a finger. I'm just saying this is what Ayurveda has been talking about. And so it says that you will develop food allergies, and so you have to be careful around that time. But then there's the good news then. If you follow these rules, if you take turmeric in your food and in the morning, if you do, you know, these 5 things, gradually your food allergies will reduce. So I've had people who were like gluten intolerant, they can eat now wheat. There were people who had lactose intolerance can have organic milk. I mean, whether to drink milk or not, vegan or not, that's a cultural decision that I don't want to influence. But at least you don't have a food allergy. That's my interest. So I've had people recover from food sensitivities because they followed rules that could, and including a detox that I have included in the book. It's like a 500-year-old detox that's been working through my family. It could be even older, but I know the history of how old it is. Some people say 300, some people say 500, because I have an ancestry of people following it. And I have used it over the last 10 years at my wisdom school in California. Every time it leads us to weight loss, rashes clearing up, food sensitivities reducing, and whatnot. So it's like, that's one thing, you know, because a detox doesn't just detox us at a superficial level, but at a cellular level of stuff we've been carrying around historically. So, you know, this is a long answer, but I think you will understand why I had to go into it. I don't want to just say, yep, you have food allergies and you got to live with it the rest of your life. I would say, yep, be careful, but probably you can look at an ancient system that knows it, talks about it, and helps people worldwide, you know.
Absolutely. And when you said about the detox, just my own experience with it, when you said at a cellular level, and I love the part about being prepared that it will be an emotional detox as well. Excuse me.
It happens, my dear. I mean, the body and mind are different compartments in Western medicine. So when we fall sick, the body goes to the MD, the mind goes to the psychiatrist, and the soul goes to the pastor or whatever is our temple or our domain of religion, you know. But in Ayurveda, they're all together. And when I'm not eating well, when I'm like, if I'm junking my body, if I'm accumulating toxins, I feel dull, I feel irritable, and I feel foggy, and I can't touch what I'm feeling. And that's why when I start detoxing, sometimes I might weep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that weeping is for something that I had to weep like 6 months ago. It's very powerful.
It is very powerful, and a lot of people don't mention that part of the detox and that allow yourself to go through that part. If you're weeping or feeling those things, allow yourself to feel them.
And when I would just say, in case people buy this book, and especially with immunological, you know, if you have a question around your immunology, you might want to do a detox once a year. And according to Ayurveda, the spring is a great time to detox. It's coming up. And or almost here in different parts of, you know, the continent of our, you know, subcontinent. And I would say that if you detox once a year, you're going to be changing your relationship with your immunological system, and you're going to make friends with it, and you're going to be listening to it rather than fearing it. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we're just about out of time, Sunya. We could go on and on. I am just soaking up every little bit of this. This is so wonderful, and I'm encouraging everybody to go get her book. It's Ayurveda Lifestyle Wisdom, A Complete Prescription to Optimize Your Health, Prevent Disease, and Live with Vitality and Joy. And bravo, it made number one on Amazon. So as you're listening to this, run over to Amazon and keep it there at the number one, because this is really quality information that gives you a different way of looking at your health. And certainly things that, as you've heard today, you can just put your toe in and see if it's right for you. But if it, like me, it was pretty right for me. So as I put my toe in, then my foot went in, and then my hands went in. pretty soon I jumped in. So tell the listener a little bit more about how to find out about you, your website, and your foundation.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to share my private website, and you can read my name and the spelling on, you know, on the show's posted notes. But my name is Acharya, Acharya Shunya, Shunya, and then just put a .com, acharyashunya.com. And if you want to study with me, because I teach students worldwide online, and then, of course, if you're in California, you can just walk in. It's Vedika, V-E-D-I-K-A, global.org. And the book is available everywhere at your local Whole Foods, Pharmaca, and then, of course, with all the online booksellers. So hope you can catch the book in time for the spring detox. And it's not the kind of detox where you fast and feel weak, but you eat a certain type of food for that given day and you feel really good about it. And yeah, so hopefully that will help everybody, Sharon.
In just the last closing minutes, any final little things you would like us to be sure and take away that I forgot to ask?
Oh, you were just such a wonderful and tuned in host. I felt like I was having a deep conversation with somebody I know, Sharon.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And everyone, be sure and get her book. And it's I'll put it up on the website so you guys can find it quickly and easily. And join me next Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for another Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. Have a great weekend, whatever your adventures. And as always, enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
This is the EWN Radio Network.